American Language Course, Tape 2210A. This exercise will provide practice in saying statements with question intonation. Two exaggerated examples will be heard to aid you in recognizing the problem. Pay careful attention to the change at the end of the sentences. Examples.
The class is over?
Yes, the class is over.
You are leaving next week?
Yes, I'm leaving next week. Listen and repeat.
He really finished it on time?
Yes, he really finished it on time.
The plane hasn't come yet?
No, the plane hasn't come yet.
The weather is going to get warmer?
Yes, the weather is going to get warmer.
You aren't going to stay for another week?
No, I'm not going to stay for another week.
Captain Long didn't call last night?
No, he didn't call last night.
We don't have to report for class tomorrow?
No, we don't have to report for class tomorrow.
There was a fire in the hangar last night?
Yes, there was a fire in the hangar last night.
I didn't get any mail today.
No, you didn't get any mail today.
You almost ran out of gas?
Yes, I almost ran out of gas. Let's practice some technical terms. Listen and repeat.
Air offers resistance to the movement of objects through it. A strong wind will resist the movement of an automobile. When an object falls through the air, it meets air resistance. The resistance increases as the velocity increases. The resistance increases as the velocity of the fall increases. The velocity of the fall increases up to a certain point.
Listen carefully to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer the questions and repeat the correct answers. Listen.
When a body falls through air, it meets the resistance of the air. This resistance increases as the velocity of the fall increases. The velocity of the fall increases up to a certain point.
Now, answer these questions.
What happens when a body falls through air? It meets resistance. It meets the resistance of the air. When a body falls through air, it meets the resistance of the air. Does this resistance increase as the velocity of the fall increases? Yes, it does. Yes, this resistance increases. Yes, this resistance increases as the velocity of the fall increases. Is there a limit to the increase in velocity? Yes, there is. Yes, there is an increase up to a certain point. The velocity of the fall increases up to a certain point.
Let's practice some expressions with think so, believe so, and imagine so. Substitute think so for believe so and imagine so in these sentences. Substitute think so when you hear me say a sentence that uses believe so or imagine so.
Is he going to solo soon?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I think so.
Will there be an inspection next week?
No, I don't imagine so. No, I don't think so.
Is Mr. Carter a good teacher?
Oh, I imagine so. Oh, I think so.
Did the warning light flash on?
No, I don't believe so. No, I don't think so.
Is this mission a dangerous one?
Yes, I imagine so. Yes, I think so.
Did the instructor say we'd have a test tomorrow?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I think so.
Do you think my instructor will understand me?
Yes, I imagine so. Yes, I think so. Listen to the following dialogue.
Hi, Joe. Where have you been? I've been looking for you.
I've been waiting for my luggage.
How was the trip?
Not bad, but we ran into some bumpy weather.
Bounced around a little, I guess.
Right. Not too rough, though.
Well, the wife and I thought you and your girlfriend might like to come over for dinner some night next week.
Say, that sounds swell.
Well, let's see. How about Friday night?
Can't make it Friday. I'll be out of town. Can you make it Saturday?
I think so. I'll ask Betty and see if it is okay with her.
Fine. Call me this evening, if Saturday's not all right.
It's about 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Just a couple of minutes to 6.
Betty will be home from work. I'll call her right now.
I'll wait here while you call.
Saturday will be all right, and we'll be expecting you.
Thanks a lot. We'll be there.
Please give me a ring when you get back in town.
I'll call you as soon as I get in. This exercise will provide practice in saying statements with question intonation. Listen and repeat.
He really finished it on time?
Yes, he really finished it on time.
The plane hasn't come yet?
No, the plane hasn't come yet.
The weather is going to get warmer?
Yes, the weather is going to get warmer.
You aren't going to stay for another week?
No, I'm not going to stay for another week.
Captain Long didn't call last night?
No, he didn't call last night.
We don't have to report for class tomorrow?
No, we don't have to report for class tomorrow.
There was a fire in the hangar last night?
Yes, there was a fire in the hangar last night.
I didn't get any mail today.
No, you didn't get any mail today.
You almost ran out of gas?
Yes, I almost ran out of gas. Listen closely to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer the questions and repeat the correct answers. Listen.
When a body falls through air, it meets the resistance of the air. This resistance increases as the velocity of the fall increases. The velocity of the fall increases up to a certain point.
Listen and answer my questions. What happens when a body falls through air?
It meets resistance. It meets the resistance of the air. When a body falls through air, it meets the resistance of the air.
Does this resistance increase as the velocity of the fall increases?
Yes, it does. Yes, the resistance increases. Yes, the resistance increases as the velocity of the fall increases.
Is there a limit to the increase in velocity?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is an increase up to a certain point. The velocity of the fall increases up to a certain point.
This is the end of tape 2210A.